This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. This week's decision by a Texas judge to halt President Obama's deportation relief program is keeping the Mexican consulate pretty busy. We stopped by on Wednesday to find out how officials there are responding and what people are saying about this legal setback. Brenda Benitez was looking forward to turning 15 in November. That's when she planned to apply for the program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which allows certain undocumented youth to remain in the U.S. temporarily. But now, she's concerned about her parents who are also in the country illegally. She thought they would be allowed to stay under a plan announced by Obama in November.
Yes, because my parents are both not from here, and I thought it was like hope for them to be able to stay here for like not illegally. And now with that, it kind of like scares me a little that at any moment we could like just be in their hands.
Brenda and her dad, Marcial, were waiting in line outside the consulate on Wednesday. They were there to get their passports. Benita says he's been in the country for about 10 years, and his other children were born in the U.S., making him a candidate for the program known as Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Lawful Permanent Residents, or DAPA. For me, amnesty would be good, or any kind of permission to stay is good, he says. We'll see what happens. Sergio Hayakawa, who works at the Mexican consulate in Dallas, says the judge's decision surprised many immigrants he's talked to. The consulate's been receiving a lot of calls since Tuesday.
Because they were really excited, because this represents to them to get out from the shadows, you know, to get access to better pay wages.
Under deferred action, those who are eligible could apply for work permits for the time they're allowed to stay in the country. Hayakawa says despite the setback, he's telling people not to give up hope and to keep getting their paperwork in order. After all, he says, the federal government plans to appeal the decision.
We start to spreading the information that this rule is temporal, is not definite, is not the last thing that is going to happen.
For now, advocates say they'll continue to answer questions and help educate potential applicants. On Saturday, the consulate's hosting a clinic for those who may be eligible for DACA. There are two groups, those who came to the U.S. as a child and had lived in the country continuously since 2007. That group isn't affected by the judge's ruling. But a second group, those who've lived in the U.S. since 2010, is. Outside the consulate, another visitor, Gavino Soto, wondered what lies ahead. Soto says he's confused about the news this week. He's hoping to get some answers at the consulate. He says he's lived in Texas for 12 years and works in construction. His wife and all three of his children were born in the U.S. We all came here to work and to get ahead, he says, before rushing off to make his 11 a.m. appointment. Stella Chavez, KERA News.